Welcome back. We're delighted that you're sharing part of your day with us. I am here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, in a second, we're going to talk to one of your clients, Wally. Mm-hmm. And he's got kind of an interesting story because I think, didn't he come to you and then vanish? How did that work?
Well, he did come in and we did an evaluation on him. And he kind of looked at, you know, he was working at the time. Uh-huh. And he kind of looked at it and decided that this wasn't something he could do right now. And I just didn't see him. He disappeared for 5 years.
Okay.
Then he reappeared. And when he reappeared, he was now retired.
Oh, so he had the time.
He now felt he had the time to take care of himself, to
this
make himself a priority.
Speaks to the whole procrastination thing, putting it off that we've talked about in the past.
Yeah, yeah. And sales managers and salesmen are often very apt to just put their own issues to the side and just focus on their job. And I think that's what he was. He was managing a sales force of some kind.
Well, let's chat with Wally. Wally, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Wally, I want to start by having you tell us why you first went in to see Dr. Yardley.
Well, I heard about his practice on the radio a couple of times advertising, and I had been seeing some other chiropractic people in the Seattle Bellevue area, and through x-rays found that I had some conditions that were of concern to me. And coming down to take advantage of one of Dr. Yardley's offers, we discussed that and found out that there was a possibility that I could be helped with the way his treatment was being furnished.
And what issues were you dealing with initially that made you call and make the appointment?
Well, spinal curvature in the hip and neck area and stiffness in my hip and neck area, and then also within a related medical condition, nothing to do with the structure, but I thought was curious as to whether this other stomach condition might be possibly being helped by treatment as well.
Well, Wally, tell me a little bit about this curvature and the scoliosis. When did all that first start?
Well, I don't know when it started. I didn't even know I had it until we took a couple of full-body x-rays at at an office here in Bellevue, and then I was surprised to see that that there was some noticeable curvature, and I didn't know that I was experiencing it.
So you went in to see Dr. Yardley. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened in that very first visit?
Well, we had a very good, thorough conversation about things, and we took additional x-rays of the upper of my skull and cervical area and reviewed that, and I found that I thought while I was standing up straight all the time, that wasn't quite the case, that my alignment of my head over my spine was off on both left and right and front and forward and backwards, or as I'm sure he has a more specific way of defining it. That showed up in the x-rays. And one thing I also related to him was that I had found that my left leg was about 9 millimeters shorter than my right leg. And in checking on it, determined that, as Dr. Yardley told me, that in many cases the shortness is not due to any physical difference between the legs, but it's a matter of how the body is setting up improperly.
Very good. That was well described, Wally.
I think the way I started with him in September of 2014, and essentially, as a result of the x-rays and so forth, I had an initial visit and treatment, which, of course, it's been aptly described as, was that a treatment? This is so mild and so nothing significant in terms of physical manipulation of the body. You wandered out of the office and didn't know that anything had been done.
Wally, walk us through when you first started to see some changes.
Well, I would say that on the first visit or treatment adjustment that he did, I didn't really feel anything, but he did say that sometimes after an adjustment, you feel like you had a workout like the next day. And I think on the second visit, I felt something like I'd been to the gym and worked out, but actually I'd not.
How about physical feeling later on?
According to my last visit, my two legs are just virtually identical in length now, and there was less soreness and stiffness in my hip area. I have not experienced much at all in the past several months in the cervical area, but the hips sometimes were sore, and sometimes they're a little bit stiff upon waking, but there's quite a bit less than that.
You know, Wally, here on the show, we talk a lot about the journey and the process towards healing. Was that what happened for you?
I think there's a feeling on my part there's a general improvement in the quality of life that I'm experiencing, and I'm still active in doing gardening and walking and puttering around the house in what I call the retirement mode, which means you're a volunteer for everyone who wants you to come and help them.
What would you tell others who are considering seeing Dr. Yardley?
Well, if anyone's looking into has some of my symptoms or relative to that, I think with the brain and the cervical area sort of being the boss of the rest of the body, if they're properly aligned up and are normal or as best to normal as close as possible, there's going to definitely be improvement in one's physical condition and probably one's attitude too as well.
That sounds really good, Wally. It's been a pleasure taking care of you. I always look forward to seeing you.
See you on the next visit.
So long, Wally. Thanks for coming on with us. Dr. Yardley, what a great story from him.
Yes, amazing.
Now, maybe this all makes sense to you, as it does to me. Maybe you want to contact the Yardley Institute. Find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Now, we've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., right here on AM 770 KTTH.